The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program The Journey of Ramadan. Today we'll be talking about those deeds which make a person deserving of divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be with us from beginning till end, immense amount of knowledge inshallah you'll be learning. Let's make your good intentions to my Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah. He gives us this mindset that we must not forget to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. You make this intention, you listen with focus, remember, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala and he said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to us and said, just now my Khalil Jibra'il alayhi salam came to me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear to the one who sent you with truthfulness, on the peak of a mountain in the sea, a bondman of Allah azza wa jal worshipped Allah azza wa jal for 500 years. Now listen this with focus. The length and the width of the mountain were 30 arms each. Allah Azza wa Jal would take out a sweet canal as wide as finger in which sweet water would flow slowly and accumulate beneath the mountain for that individual. And would take out a pomegranate from the pomegranate tree every night for him. In the evening, he would come down, that bondsman who was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make wudu and would eat the pomegranate and then would stand for salah. At the time of death, he humbly asked Allah azza wa jal to seize his soul in the state of sajda and to raise him on the day of judgment in the state of sajda. That was his wish. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, when he will be raised on the day of judgment, he will be standing in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal will say about him, make my bondsman enter paradise by virtue of my mercy. He, meaning that bondsman, he would say humbly, O my Lord azza wa jal, by virtue of my deeds. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, make my bondsman enter paradise by virtue of my mercy. The bondsman will humbly say again, O my Lord Azza wa Jalla, by virtue of my deeds, because of my deeds, may I enter paradise. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, compare the deeds of my bondsman with the blessings I bestowed. The blessings of I will surround his 500 years of worship. And blessings of the rest of the body will be more than it, meaning his worship. Allah will say, make my bondsman enter the hell. So he will be dragged towards the hell. He will call out, O my Lord, make me enter paradise by your mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, bring him back. He will be made to stand in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Then Allah azza wa jal will ask him about those blessings which were bestowed upon him in the middle of the sea on a mountain. He will humbly say, O my Lord azza wa jal, all these things are done by you. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, all these happen because of my mercy and I make you enter paradise also by my mercy. He then will be made to enter paradise. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam humbly said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, undoubtedly all things are by virtue of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Gunahgar, talabgar, afwo, rahmat hai, azab sehne ka, kisme hai hausla, ya Rab. We cannot bear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just need rahmat, we need mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you notice when Allah Azza wa Jal did justice to the pious person who worshipped him for 500 years continuously? So that person also became deserving of hell when justice was done. Adil kare ta thar thar kambad uchiya shana wale fazl kare ta bakhshe javan main jahe muh kaale. Finally, he succeeded for the sake of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn that no matter how much a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should not trust his deeds, but rather he should look towards the mercy of Rabb Azza wa Jal. The guarantee of his success rests on it. Surely the mercy of Allah is very vast. He Azza wa Jal does not disappoint anyone, but rather forgives lots of sins of big sinners. In Ayah 25, Surah Ash-Shura, Part 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And it is he who accepts repentance from his bondsmen, who pardons the sins, and endless and uncountable. We, meaning his sinful bondsmen, disobey him day and night, violate his divine rights, but even then he Azza wa Jal continues to give us more and more. If we repent truthfully, he Azza wa Jal forgives all of our sins, showing mercy to us, changes even our sins into virtuous deeds. We should also perform good deeds in our life, refraining from sins. Ibn Hajar humbly asked beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will call the creation to account? Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Azza wa Jal. He humbly asked, will he call the creation to account himself? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Thereafter, the Bedouin smiled. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the reason for his smile. He humbly said, when the merciful has power over someone, he forgives. He humbly said, when the merciful has power over someone, he forgives. When he calls someone to account, he forgives. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this Bedouin has spoken the truth. Be informed that no one is more merciful than Allah Azza wa Jal. He Azza wa Jal is the most merciful of all. Then Bedouin recited some couplets in Arabic. The meaning of the couplets are as, when the right of the merciful is proven to a person, he forgives him due to his own respect. He overlooks the disobedient person and forgives his sins, though it is proved that he is a sinner and a criminal. Maine mana ke sabse bura kiska hu, tera hu, tera hu. Naz rahmat pe mujhko bada hai, ya khuda tujhse meri dua hai. Islamic with us, we should also have good expectations, husni one, and hope for goodness from our Lord Azza wa Jal, who provides us sustenance, shows mercy to us, protects us from the troubles, and forgives us. Remember, it is wajib to have good expectations, good assumption and opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not be disappointed with his mercy at all. He blesses whoever he wants in the way he wants. If he wants, he can torment us for only one sin. Or if he wants, he can forgive us by his favor for the sake of only one virtuous deed. Revealing the good news of forgiveness to the sinners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the verse number 53 of Az-Zumar. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say you, O beloved, O my slaves, those who have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He only is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. Dear respected viewers, surely there is no limit of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Ramadan has come to distribute the mercy of our kind Rahman Rabb Azza wa Jal. It is narrated that Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam humbly said in his munajat, meaning duas, Ya Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Labbayka Ya Musa. The alayhi salam humbly said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are my creator, Khaliq. What is my status that you replied to me by saying Labbayk? So Allah Azza wa Jal said, I like it that a bondman calls me Ya Rabb, and I reply to him by saying Labbaik. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, Ya Rabb, is it for every obedient bondman? It was replied, yes, but rather for every sinful person too. Then Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, for the obedient, it is for the sake of his obedience, but why is this favor for the sinner? So it was replied, O Musa, if I reward those who do goodness and do not bestow favor upon evildoers due to their evil acts, this is not the divine style of my kindness and mercy. سَبَقَتْ رَحْمَتِي عَلَىٰ غَدَبِي تُونَ جَبْ سَيْ سُنَا دِيَا يَا رَبْ آسَرَا هَمْ گُنَاهَگَارُوں کا اور مضبوط ہو گیا یا رب. Dear viewers, surely Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful to His bondsmen, but it does not mean at all that bondsmen should disobey Him and become lazy in acting upon His commandments and then also hope for His mercy. That's also not fair. And he keeps missing salah deliberately in having his mindset that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. He keeps missing fard siyam of the month of Ramadan without any shari reason and having his mindset that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. This is not right. We must expect forgiveness from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should also perform good deeds along with it. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, no act of foolishness will be greater than this, that a person sows the seed of hell and expects to reap the crops of paradise. He performs deeds of sinful people and looks for the status of righteous people. Mere garche gunah hai had se siwa, magar unse umeed hai tujhse dua. Tu rahim hai unka karam hai gawa, wo kareem hai teri ata ki kasam. Ponder like this in order to get rid of this vain hope that if every sin is forgiven by virtue of divine mercy, then why do thousands of Muslims suffer or will suffer torment? In addition, it should also be kept in mind that no one has more faith in the divine mercy of Allah than blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Companions radiallahu anhum and pious saints rahimahumullah, despite this, those holy personages did not become lazy in worshipping and reciting the Holy Quran and performing good deeds abundantly. Who would be more blessed in the court of Allah than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Even then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to worship the whole night. They had belief in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has more belief in the mercy of the beloved of Allah and all Anbiya and Rasul and Awliya-i Kamilin? But yet, they did not become lazy in performing salah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, they had strong belief in the mercy of Allah. Having belief in the mercy of Allah does not mean that you will be committing sins. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up during the night and offer salah until his blessed feet would swell. I humbly asked, why do you do it? Although Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven the sins of your preceding and succeeding generations for your sake. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, should I not like to become thankful bondman of Allah? Rota hai jo raaton ko ummat ki mohabbat mein, wo shafi mahshar hai sardar madine ka. Raaton ko jo rota hai aur khaak pe sota hai, gham khar hai saada hai mukhtar madine ka. Sallu ala habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, we learned that although the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense, great, but it does not mean that we will be just thinking about the mercy and we'll keep on sinning. No, that's not required and desired. We must have hope and believe in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we must be doing those acts which attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which take us closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the acts which take us away from the mercy of Rabb Azza wa Jal. That's all for today. We'll be back with the same topic, inshallah, explaining some of those acts which attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting salat upon Nabi sallallahu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.